The hottest mass tort leads for 2023. Is your law firm looking to expand this year? If so, then lead generation should be your top priority. Getting the best legal leads doesn't have to be complicated. But it does matter which mass tort leads you're going after. Wondering what's hot for mass tort leads in 2023? With research from our experts, we have provided some of the top legal leads for attorneys this year. Let's get started. Mass torts cases. Did you know mass tort cases are filed by millions yearly? They can result from prescription drug issues, medical devices, defective products, and more. Additionally, these can leave plaintiffs with serious injuries and even death. When considering how best to increase your caseload, what are some of the best mass tort leads to have in your caseload? 1. Camp Lejeune. Congress approved legislation on August 3, 2022, that will clear the way for veterans and their families seeking compensation. Hundreds of thousands of people who lived, worked, and served on the U.S. Marine base at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987 may have been exposed to water contamination that resulted in health problems, including infertility, miscarriage, cancer, and more. 2. Tylenol. New legal action is being taken against Tylenol and acetaminophen over claims that use during pregnancy could result in autism or ADHD. In 2021, several hundred medical experts warned through a medical journal published in consensus statement that taking Tylenol or generic acetaminophen during pregnancy has a higher risk of autism. Millions of children in the U.S. are diagnosed with an autism spectrum disorder or ADHD and may be eligible. Lawsuits are being filed by parents and grew rapidly in 2022. In fact, by October, JPML consolidated the cases into a new class action MDL in the Southern District of New York. 3. CPAP. Philips CPAP machines and ventilator recall involved millions of potential victims due to carcinogens and toxic chemical exposure. The foam used in most Philips brand CPAP, bi-level PAP, and mechanical ventilator machines is made from a polyester-based polyurethane called PEPUR. As this foam breaks down over time, it emits toxic chemicals that can cause headaches, vomiting, and lung irritation. As of October 2021, the Judicial Panel on Multidistrict Litigation granted a motion to consider over 110 federal CPAP lawsuits against Philips. 4. ENEC baby formula. Necrotizing enterocolitis is a devastating disease that affects 1 in 1,000 premature babies and may be fatal in as many as 50% of cases. This disease causes inflammation and bacteria in the intestine, and babies fed formula are at a significantly higher risk of NEC. In August 2022, the JPML consolidated 97 NEC claims in Illinois MDL 3026, and there is a separate class action MDL 3037 in Illinois for Abbott's recalled infant formulas. Lawyers are anticipating that the first trials could begin in 2024. 5. Chemical hair straightening. On October 21st, a Missouri woman filed a mass tort lawsuit against beauty companies for selling allegedly hazardous chemical straightening products. Women who use these products more than 4 times a year had more than double the risk of uterine cancer, and can also increase the risk of uterine fibroids, breast cancer, and endometriosis. Due to the type of hair product, Black women are more likely to use chemical hair straighteners. Cases are still being filed, but no trials or settlements have been announced. 6. 3M earplugs. Defense contractor 3M was the exclusive earplug provider to the U.S. military from 2006 to 2015, and was standard issue hearing protection for all military service members. But the earplugs were defective. In January 2022, a federal jury ordered 3M to pay two U.S. Army veterans $110 million in hearing loss damages. Juries have awarded $160 million in hearing loss damages, and more than 280K cases are still pending against the military earplug manufacturer. 7. Paraquat. Paraquat is the main ingredient in many commercially sold herbicides used on American farmland. 50 accidental paraquat poisoning deaths in 2013 led to new licensing and sales restrictions. Recent studies link paraquat exposure to a 2.5-time increased risk for Parkinson's disease. The most recent data shows that more than 120 paraquat lawsuits were added to the MDL monthly. Grow your caseload. Operating a successful firm can be challenging. Let us do the work. Leading response can help you get exclusive, qualified mass tort leads fast. 8. Birth injury. Did you know that about 7 in every 1,000 births suffer an injury? As a result, families with children with special healthcare needs experience a medical burden. Preterm birth, low birth weight, cerebral palsy, and Erb's palsy caused by brain damage are some of the most common factors. Raising a child with a birth injury can involve lifelong, intensive medical care, including surgeries, medications, therapies, and adaptive equipment. Therefore, the medical malpractice payout for children sustaining injuries under 1 month old is nearly $1 million. 9. Brain injury. 1.5 million Americans experience a traumatic brain injury each year, many resulting in long-term disability. In fact, 5.3 million people live with permanent TBI-related disabilities in the U.S. today. Living with a brain injury can be difficult due to insecure income, personality changes, and increased medical needs. Plus, the lifetime economic cost of a patient's treatment was estimated to be roughly $76.5 billion in 2021. Even concussion mild traumatic brain injury settlements can exceed $1 million. 10. Mesothelioma. Did you know a $30 billion trust fund has been set up for mesothelioma victims and asbestos exposure? Symptoms of mesothelioma can take up to 20 to 50 years after asbestos exposure. And the life expectancy once diagnosed is only 12 to 22 months. However, the average mesothelioma settlement is between $5 million and $11.4 million. 11. Hernia mesh. Physio mesh is a sterile, surgically implanted device used to repair ventral hernias. In May 2016, the FDA issued an urgent safety notice to surgeons. Data from two extensive unpublished studies showed a high rate of hernia recurrence and revision surgery in patients. Because of this, physio mesh has since been recalled. Trials have been held in three lawsuits, and in February 2023, a fourth hernia mesh lawsuit will go to trial. 12. Firefighter foam. Aqueous film-forming foam, a type of firefighter foam, contains dangerous chemicals linked to kidney, pancreatic, prostate, and testicular cancer. Firefighting foam lawsuits were all transferred to the United States Federal Court in the District of South Carolina by the JPMDL, as of March 2023. At this time, over 3,300 AFFF plaintiffs exist. 13. Exactech. In 2021, artificial joint maker Exactech issued a voluntary recall of 147,732 implants. Orthosurgeons used these defective inserts and devices during total hip, knee, and ankle joint replacement procedures. The packaging let in too much oxygen, making some materials oxidize and break down. Exactech reported unusually high failure rates to the FDA for the now recalled implants and inserts. As a result, the JPML officially consolidated the recall lawsuits into a new class action MDL in October 2022. 14. Talcum powder. Women that use talcum powder have a 20 to 30% greater risk of developing ovarian cancer. In 2013, the first talcum powder lawsuit was won in federal court against Johnson & Johnson. In 2022, J&J spun off a newly formed business entity, LTL Management, to resolve 38,000 pending talcum powder claims. This new entity would then file bankruptcy, limiting the remaining plaintiff's ability to file appeals or seek additional litigation. However, this move was rejected by the courts, and J&J has faced over $3 billion in verdicts and settlements. 15. Truvada. Truvada is a prescription drug used as pre-exposure prophylaxis or PrEP to prevent and treat HIV. The lawsuit alleges that Gilead new TDF-based medicines could cause severe kidney and bone damage. Bristol Myers Squibb agreed to pay $10 million to resolve its liability in a class action lawsuit over HIV drugs, with allegedly inflated prices. Grow your mass tort business with LRSP. The bottom line? Mass tort leads can increase your caseload substantially. Each year, we sell 100,000 mass tort leads, with all leads generated in-house via multi-channel marketing. Plus, we deliver mass tort leads to our clients in real time, and co-counsel opportunities are available. So believe us when we say we are the right lead generation partner for you. Ready to learn more? Contact our expert team right now.